terriers?
Well, they were, I don't know, just a mixed breed. Had long horns. They weren't, and later on, they began to get the Jersey cattle come in. And, of course, they gave more milk, better milk cows, and we got some of those. But we keep 40 or 50 head of cattle, and my daddy raised a couple of mule colts every year. We had about 7 mules that we worked the farm with, and then he raised some mule colts every year. And we kept one horse just for a buggy horse. That's all it did.
What'd that buggy look like?
Well, it had shafts in it.
What's that?
That's, well, buggy shafts is what goes along the side, what goes on the east side of the horse, mm-hmm. attached to the buggy, and that's what they guide the buggy with, and the harness. And
how many people would the buggy hold?
Oh, 2 or 3.
So now everybody could go somewhere at the same time, huh?
Well, we mostly went to church in the wagon because there's more of us.
Mm.
And every Sunday morning was the first thing you did, you got up and you fed all the livestock. Then you'd curry the mules and grease the wagon and go draw your tub of cold water, take your bath, and then put the spring seats in the wagon. You drive about 2.5 miles to the church, and the preacher would preach till about 12:30, and the time you got home, you'd be starved to death. And sometimes the preacher would come home with you for dinner. And there was just a single wall between the kitchen and dining room and back. In those days, it was customary for the children to wait for the second table. And we'd get in the kitchen, and there was a little knot hole, and I could tiptoe and peep through there and watch them. And I was grown before I knew a chicken had anything but a wing and neck. And they eat up all the good parts.
How many people would there be?
That'd be about 5 or 6. Sometimes the preacher's wife would come. They'd talk and they'd eat, and we'd be starving to death.
What'd they do after dinner?
Well, they'd sit out and talk a while.
Where would they sit?
Out on the front porch if it was in the summertime. In the living room if it was in the wintertime.
Didn't
mean chew the bathroom? Yeah, my dad did. Of course, we had different preachers. They changed about every 4 years. But,
what would y'all do in the afternoon? What do you think?
We'd slip off and go rabbit hunting, slip out, and carry the dogs out, and run rabbits, and have a good time.
You did that on Sunday?
Yeah, and they didn't. We'd slip off, they didn't know where we were.
What were you supposed to do on Sunday?
Well, nothing, as far as I know. Wasn't supposed to be rabbit hunting, but we did. We'd catch possums and hollow logs and all that kind of stuff.
Tell me about the outside buildings.
Well, we had a barn, and this barn was a log barn, and it was large, and there was about 6 stables, and we kept mules, keep one in each stable, and then we had a long shed back there where we kept the mule colts, and it had a loft where we put hay and fodder. We pull fodder then. That's the leaves off of corn at a certain time of the year. When it gets to a certain stage, you pull that fodder and tie it in bundles. It's real good feed. And